Okay, Rabotai, in Hilchot Brit Milah. So tonight we'd like to discuss an issue that happens a lot when it comes to the children that are born, and that's the jaundice, the yellowness of the baby. We're talking about a very physiological jaundice that's very common, and the poskim deal with it. Maran discusses the color of the baby. If he's green, if he's red, these are indications that the baby is not up to being circumcised. So the question is, you know, at what point do we have to be concerned that the milah should be delayed? When are we not concerned? When is it considered, maybe even considered chole kol haguf, where the milah has to be delayed even longer, 7 days after he gets better? In this daily halakha, I'd like to make it clear that we're not giving a psak halakha, because really it's a very complicated subject that needs expertise of a mohel, of a doctor who has, you know, expertise on these cases. But we're giving basic guidelines to understand at least the parameters of it, but we'll reserve the final ruling to the mohel, the competent mohel, with the expertise of the doctor and the Rav, if necessary. These are some of the questions that were asked to the Gedolim. The way they measure it is called the Billy Rubin count. And the question is, how high does the count have to be, or low the count have to be, in order to do a Brit Milah? So they asked Rabbi Yashiv the question. Ezer Amash of Billy Rubin Mutan Lamun. So he answered, Efshar lamud ad rama shel 12 bilirubin ve'ad bichlal. So up to 12. Biyoter bezeh en lamud. So that's what he said. Some then say that that Rabbi Yashiv even said up to 13, the bilirubin count, it's still okay to be mal the kid, especially if at 13 the doctor's already telling you that it's on the way down. It should be noted that there is certain levels of bilirubin that some of the poskim at least say that the child is a chole. Now, what does that mean, chole? Chole means that he's sick, that you'd have to wait 7 days from when the child gets better to do the Brit Milah. So the question is, what is the parameters over there? So they asked again Rabbi Yashiv, and he said, if it reaches already 18, yesh laduno kecholeh, hiyotu matzav zeh harufim medablim kebal halafat dam. At 18, the doctors already are talking about a blood transfusion, so therefore he held that that's considered choleh. Rav Shlomo Miller from Toronto said, from already, when the doctors in the hospitals are concerned about the situation, that's considered chole. The Esau Shoma Zoman Orabach, he said 19. Im le doctor of imu nechshav bari, en la dunok kechole. So that's an interesting psak, that the kid could have a 19 bilirubin, but the doctors are saying the kid's healthy. I mean, there's nothing wrong. As we said, that the modern doctors are figuring out that it's not only the jaundice that's the problem, there's other factors as well. And just because the kid's jaundice is not such a major item. And therefore, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman said, even at 19, if the doctors are saying the kid is healthy, you're not going to call him a chole. Now, you're not going to do the Brit Milah at 19. But once it starts to go down to 11 or 12, then you can do the Brit Milah immediately, and you would not have to wait until 7 days. And he says over here, because it's not necessarily a sickness. You know, unless he says that they had to actually do a transfusion. So again, we see the parameters. Now, there is one more question that the poskim bring down, which is an interesting question. Let's say the kid has a high bilirubin. Let's say, I don't know, 19, 20, where these poskim are going to say he's considered a chole. And then you're going to have to do the 7 days from when he gets better. That means 7 days from when the count reaches 11 or 12, then already you start the clock and you count 7 days from there. So, listen, you can't check the bilirubin every day. The doctor has to take a blood test and see exactly where they're holding. So the question is, are they obligated to go every single day to take a test in order to know where it is, so they can do the milah one day earlier? So Rabbi Yashiv said on that, "En hayuv lebotko kol yom elarak eshin ne'esh shekevar shayach lamulo," which means once already you start to see that he's bari, he's getting better. Omnam me'az sarich laber yom achar yom, ve'en lachush l'tircha kiruchah bazeh, she'are berit shelo bezmana hamur yoter mebezmano. Which means a brit milah shelo bezmana is more serious, because every second that you're not doing the brit milah, could be the child is has mishlom over, the father. Whereas a milah before 8 days, it's not the time. Here the time came already. So you're delaying already a milah that's reached its time. Umehaybim bezeh pa'am bayom. So therefore he says, once a day, they should already start checking the child. So the question there was, binyan zayin hayamim matkim ha-sha'al sh'atino kivri. Onam shakiyach sh'ahorim lo yukhrim na'khriya be'atzmam im kivar ebri. ועליהם לברר זאת על ידי גורם חיצוני, הטס. האם הם מחויבים בבירור זה מדי יום? So yeah, once already they start to see that the kid is getting a little better, so they have to take him. Now they go to the doctor, and they say, well, today it's 18. It's going down. Take him the next day. Oh, now it's 15. Take him the next day. Until you get to the magic number, and then you can already assume, start counting your 7 days. So he holds, it is an inyan to take the child, once already you can start assuming that he's getting better, to try to get a count. It should be pointed out that in another Sheila, Rabbi Yashiv said that if you took the kid to the doctor, let's say, and he tells you, today it's 11. So he says, if today's 11, you'd be able to assume that the day before was 12. And therefore you can start counting the 7 from the day before. Because you didn't take him to the doctor the day before. So if you can make, in cases where you can make certain, estimations, intellectual or, fair estimations, Hakam says you can do that as well.